Good morning. We're continuing Chayalim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Chof, Simen Gimel. The Chayalim says that a case where a person did Iri Kli Rishon on a food which is going to be cooked, he's going to have to remove the klipa before he can eat the food. But the Chayalim seem to say that the person should do that. So we raise the question, the reason why he has to do it is because of Ma'aseh Shabbos. Why don't we argue that Ma'aseh Shabbos doesn't apply? Because B'di'evid, there are Rishonim which hold that it's mutter to what he's doing, so we should at least rely on them when it comes to the issue of the Rabbanon of Ma'aseh Shabbos. But now we have another question. Is a person allowed to remove this layer on Shabbos, thereby making the rest of the food mutter? Right now he can't bite into this food because of the layer which is aser. By removing it, he's going to make the food mutter. So is this a concern of tikkun? He's doing some type of tikkun in the food? Or is there a concern of barer? Now, we do find the concept of tikkun when it comes to food. Chazal asked that you can't take off trumas and maestras on Shabbos, making the food mutter, because of its misakin, it makes the food, there's a tikkun being done on the food. So, the same way we have a concept of tikkun when it comes to kalim, because I'll ask certain maisim because it looks like the malacha makapatish or burna, even though it's not a true makapatish deraisa. But the fact that there's a tikkun taking place, fixing something up, is going to be a problem. So, similarly, one cannot take off chumas and maisers, hafrasha skala, on Shabbos, because there's a tikkun, it's removing the issur which is there. So over here, by taking up this layer, he's removing this which is there. And is that a problem? So Kiveger in the Simen Shin Yud Ches refers us to a Prima Gadim who actually raises this question. The Prima Gadim in Simen Shin Chav Gimel raises this question. Is one allowed to remove this layer because of a tikkun which is taking place? However, multiple poskim say it's not a problem because really it's the part which is mutter is mutter. So taking off the layer to get to the part which is mutter is not considered a tikkun as opposed to hafrashas truma and challah, which the whole item is asur and you're changing the whole item. Over here you're just taking off the outer layer to get to the inner food which is permitted. The next question is, why isn't there a question of barer? So you're taking off, the part of this is isser, part of this is heter, so there should be a malacha of barer involved in the process of taking off this layer. And we know that there is a concept of barer when it comes to peeling something. We mentioned this idea when we were learning Hilchos barer. So why do we not apply the problem of barer over here? One approach which some of the poskim use, an item which is edible, inherently edible, just has an issur which prevents you from using it. Let's rephrase that sentence. Burr, what we mentioned by burr, that it has to be two different types of minim, two different types of items, to be have its status of a terubis, and the din of burr should apply to it. Or even if it's one item, but there's clearly distinct two different functions. The peel is different than the orange. The peel is different than the banana. If it's all the same, it's all inherently it's all one min. We mentioned by apples that it's all the same min. So with the concept of it, no burr applies. It's the same min. So all of this is the same min. It's all meat, which was roasted meat, which now has been cooked. Or it's all bread, which has been poured on, and now the outer layer is a baked good, which is also the inner layer is a baked good, was a mutter, but it's all the same baked good. So that's considered the same min. That the din of burr doesn't apply, but it's the same min, even though there's an isser, which is effective on part of the item and not on the other part of the item. And maybe that should make it like two different minim, but multiple rishonim, the Ramban and others say that we do not look at the rules of different min in regards to the lachos of burr based on isser heter. If everything else is physical, all of the physical characteristics are the same, the concept of the bird does not apply. There are other answers as well. But basically, the idea of the Chayyarim is saying that one can and should remove that layer. One would be permitted to do so on Shabbos, thereby making the rest of the food edible and mutter to use. Have a good day.